next
week. Are we ready?
You have reached the point of no return.
Welcome to this week's edition of The Breaking Point, week four. This is our fourth show this year, and I'm excited. Technically, you know, it's week 34. This is our 34th show.
But week four overall, with me.
Week four with you, man. Mm-hmm. With you. I mean, so coming up, we got brand new stories for you, specifically some that just dropped yesterday. We got the iPhone 7 release. They had that Apple keynote yesterday.
And new watch.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was it. I think those are the big two. They had the Apple Watch. And it's called the Series 2 watch.
Series 2.
And then the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus. So we'll be talking about that in a little bit. I watched the keynote. Did you, man?
I did not.
You did not watch the keynote?
I'm sorry.
You are not Apple dedicated.
I'm not. I just get the next phone. You're just like, all right, that's pretty cool.
That's cool. They got some brand new changes. For the iPhone 7, not a whole lot brand new with it. But, I mean, besides, like, it's got its basic stuff. It's got, mm-hmm. like, you know, improved battery life. Mm-hmm. It's got better screen, better
The camera.
And with the 7 Plus, that's what's different about it. The 7 Plus, actually, it has two cameras.
Two for the price of one?
It's got two for the price of one. Yeah, and one of these cameras, so if you're really, it's like really zoomed in. So it kind of used the model. On the keynote, if you watched it, you saw a actual camera, you know, where so you're holding it, and then you have to, like, slide it, and that long thing, like, comes out, like, of the camera.
Oh,
to,
like an actual
in.
Camera?
Yeah.
Yeah,
an
yeah,
actual
yeah.
camera. To, like,
the lens?
The lens.
There you go.
Called. I'm drawing a blank. The lens will, like, come out, uh-huh. and so that's what the second camera, that's its main feature.
So it can, like, zoom.
It doesn't zoom out.
Oh.
It doesn't, like, go out, but that's what it does. Like,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's like that's what the feature is. It has the ability to zoom out without actually zooming out.
You know what I'm really excited
really
for?
Cool. What?
The water resistant feature.
The water's yeah. So that's what I've seen about that. It's dust and water resistant. Okay. Dust resistant. So, you know, if dust gets in there, sometimes
nice.
It can mess up with stuff.
Yeah.
But not today.
Uh-uh.
Apple's not using the word waterproof yet.
Mm.
It's not waterproof. Samsung, I'm pretty sure, is waterproof.
Yes.
Apple's water resistant. So in the video they showed, they had somebody walking in the rain with it.
Ooh.
But then then I also heard different rumors about, like, you can put it in, like, so that I read this one article and said, like, hey, yeah, you can put it in, like, in a pool of, like, 1 meter deep and you can keep it there for, like, 30 minutes and it's completely fine.
Huh.
But then they're not using the word waterproof. And I would think that means it's pretty waterproof.
If you can submerge it.
Exactly. Yeah. I would think waterproof. So if you have any feedback on that or any, like, news to share with us, if it's waterproof, water resistant, what's the actual term there? 844-4570. When we get a break, we want to hear what facts you have, what information you have that we don't. You know, honestly, I'm going to say it this show, we're credible. We're credible.
Are we?
Most of the time, no. But with this story, I'm feeling pretty credible. I did the research.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, really did the research because, you know, I'm myself. I'm Apple. I'm not Samsung.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm most likely going to get the next Apple phone. I don't know iPhone 7, but I will get another Apple phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have no intention of switching to Samsung anytime soon.
The thing that I want Apple to introduce is not shatterable. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's what Samsung has right now, and that's what I want. If iPhone did that, I would be so happy.
Cool.
So you did your research, right?
Yes, sir.
Explain to me this headphone jack situation.
Oh, how have we not touched on that? I knew I was forgetting something. Okay. Now, so what we've heard in the... You know what I also found?
What?
Very funny. Apple said they've improved security.
Uh-huh.
But we found out, like, no headphone jack, like, months ago... through a leak on the internet. Like, that's what I just find that ironic. So, but anyway, so there is no headphone jack on the iPhone 7.
Hmm.
There is no headphone jack, but,
mm-hmm.
but if you buy the phone,
mm-hmm.
There in the case, there will come headphones that connect to the Lightning port, you know, where you charge your phone.
Okay.
So they will be supplying those, and they will be supplying a adapter.
Adapter.
So something that plugs into the Lightning
port.
And then so if you can keep your old Apple headphones and plug it into that.
Hmm.
So there really is no need for a headphone jack.
But I can't charge my phone and listen to music at the same time.
That's what I was thinking. That is true.
Yeah, that's a...
That is true. They need like a splitter for a lightning port.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That'd be sick.
That would be cool.
But, and then, okay, so yeah. So that is the only downfall from that. But honestly, I don't mind the no headphone jack. I'm not too... Everybody's like, oh no, Apple, what are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
I'm okay with it. I agree. They gave some pretty good reasons for why they did it.
I saw they said like better stereo quality
quality. They got two speakers now, and they also Apple's been mono this entire time.
Okay.
Now it's stereo. They got a speaker at the top of the phone and a speaker at the bottom of the phone.
Hey.
So that's cool.
That is cool.
So better sound quality, better volume you're gonna get from the phone. But yeah. So besides that, but it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
I'm excited.
I liked it. And the Apple Watch is waterproof.
Hey.
They're calling that waterproof.
Was the old watch not?
Old watch was not. So honestly, from the Series 1 to Series 2, that's a gigantic step.
Yeah, that's...
Ethan.
Yeah.
You got some incredibly hard would you rather questions.
So we're going to start off with one I just received from my cousin. He was tuning in.
Oh, okay.
You ready
okay.
for this?
So this is even... These aren't even like the really hard ones.
No. Well...
This one's hard?
This one's pretty hard.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Would you rather be itchy for the rest of your life or sticky for the rest of your life?
Oh, stop. God.
Yeah.
You're making me feel so many things I don't want to feel. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay, whenever you see a spider, just... This is so off topic. When you see a spider, don't you, like, feel it, like... Is that
no.
just me?
No.
Only if it's on you.
I see spiders all the time, man. Like,
I see
I've
spiders,
never
and I,
that.
Like, can, like... I get jittery. I like feel them like crawling. It's bad. Anyway, back on topic.
Itchy or sticky?
Oh my God.
For the rest of your life.
Oh man.
Imagine how red your skin would get if it's itchy.
Yeah, if you just itch the entire time. But think about it. You'd be like just drenched in syrup, just walking everywhere.
Oh God, no.
See, syrup, Ethan.
Syrup.
No.
It's syrup. You say crayons or crayons?
Crayons?
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
I don't want to be crayons. Like, no.
Crayons?
Yes.
Crayons.
Okay. Okay, so back on topic.
All right, Griffin, answer.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I can't answer that. What? That is pretty hard. I got to give that to your cousin, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Because if it was itchy, I would probably, like, scratch through my skin and start, like, bleeding.
That's
like,
true.
Oh, God. And then, but, like, sticky is just so uncomfortable. Uh-huh. Like, if I'm eating, like, waffles or waffles or some Belgian waffles nice with some nice Aunt Jemima syrup on top, just like Matt likes. Right. If I get it all over my hands, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing I want to do is just walk over and, like, wash my hands off because it's just, I can't stand that feeling. I wouldn't be able to stand either of those.
In the 30 seconds you've been talking, you still don't have an answer.
Dude, I'm trying to stall so I can think of something, man. Like, think of a justification for an answer. I can't do it. What is it?
Would you rather be able to perfectly imitate somebody's voice would you rather be able to perfectly have their face?
Man, I don't know. Why? I don't know, because if you had their face and not the voice, it wouldn't really do much because they'd be like, who are you? Because, like, you wouldn't sound like them.
But then why would you want their voice?
Exactly.
You can call someone on the phone and, like, I don't
know. That's the only advantage.
There's a little bit, and, like, you know, here in radio that would be cool too because we could have the voice of, like, I don't know, somebody with a really cool voice. Like, I don't know, Spider Harrison. You guys heard his voice. It's crazy cool. I don't know, but... I don't know. I feel like either one is kind of a useless thing.
Is it a can you do multiple people or is it one specific person you're stuck with?
No, you can do multiple people.
Oh,
you
just for
like,
sure.
You can just like shape
voice
faces
voice for sure.
I would do faces. I feel like that'd be so cool.
You could just shapeshift to any face you want anytime.
Yeah.
That's what the different. That's a little different.
You thought it was one time only?
I thought it was like you could only have one person's face.
No, any time.
Oh wow. Okay. Still have no idea. Like
Griffin, the most undecided person on Breaking Point history.
Oh my God.
Officially. Okay, I already know my answer.
Do I get a trophy
my answer is easy. I would easily take somebody's voice. And you know why?
Really?
Why?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh,
that's
he's
all
right.
I'm saying.
He's right.
That's all I'm saying. Let's do those predictions. Will Cam Newton dab?
No, I've read an article on this. He has been coming up with new dance moves.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
He's taking a dance class. He's not going to dab.
Dancing with the Stars.
If he dabs, it's not going to be the first thing he does.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, all right. So, you know, maybe just for old time's sake, he'll throw it in there, you know?
Yeah.
So, you got the Broncos. They're on the field. They're practicing their hearts out. And you got Cam Newton in the dance room. Okay. That sounds amazing.
I don't think that Cam Newton's going to have the chance to be able to dab.
Ooh. Shots fired. I like the way you're thinking with that. Von Miller's just a beast. I can't. You can't get right on. Okay. This has been the Breaking Point. So, I do admit, that's already 6 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
That's over. Jeez. The show flies by. It's always fun. It's our fourth week coming up next. So definitely tune into that. And if you missed any episode last time, whje.com is where it's at. You can see all of our old episodes and any other episodes.